Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today we are going to talk about something yummy, street food. We have Robin Mitch, the musician, with us. Hi, Robin, 你好.
Hello, 你好.
Yeah, street food. I love it. And you spent a lot of time in Asia, right? Did you experience some?
That's right. I've done some traveling in Taiwan and China, and I've had lots of experiences with street food.
All right. So I can't wait to hear about your stories. The way to say street food, we say 小吃.
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 Yeah. Only two words. 小 means little, small. And 吃 means to eat. So small eat, small bite, a little snack. 小吃.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. 小吃. And then the thing is,food in Asia is so common and so cheap in a way. And every single person I know, back to Taiwan and China, everybody's a foodie. So people are very picky with the food. So any corner when they sell food, even in a convenience store, it has to be good because it's so competitive. And people, they make a big fuss about food. And almost everybody can make something delicious at home. So to do well in the night market or in any corner on the street in Taiwan and China, that's really something everybody would expect you to provide delicious food. So snacks are everywhere, every corner, hot or cold, 24 hours. Everybody has snacks all the time. 小吃
小吃
Yeah, 小吃 And some people, they can even just have lots of 小吃 all day long without the proper meals, and they can just get by.
I know the feeling.
Right, okay. So 小吃 is a small bite, 小吃 And some people would say, so what is 大吃 大 is big. So what is a big eat? It's not a feast. It means someone who is gobbling a lot of food, eat like a pig.
Wow.
Or someone who can eat a horse, that type of English expression, 大吃.
大吃.
Yeah, so if you go on a buffet, all you can eat, then that's 大吃.
大吃.
Yeah, and then the place, you probably noticed that a lot of corner stores, they can provide you either a bowl of noodles or dumplings or pancakes. We call those snack stores 小吃店.
小吃店.
Yeah, 小吃店.
小吃店.
Yeah, 店, that means stores. So that could be any store, like a small corner shop, could be a small restaurant. And the character, it's a roof on top. And underneath, there's a character meaning occupying. So you occupy something underneath the roof, that's the store. 小吃店.
小吃店.
Yeah. So when you go to a 小吃店 for 小吃, when something is really delicious, you say 好吃.
好吃.
Yeah, that's probably one of the first words a lot of people learn when they first go to China. 好吃, that means delicious.
It's definitely the first word I had to learn.
Right. 好 is good. 吃 is to eat. So good eat, eat well, delicious. 好吃.
好吃.
Yeah, so Robbie, I take you to a 小吃店, and then we have some 小吃, and then I can ask you, 好吃吗?
And I say, 好吃。
Yeah, then when I say 好吃吗? 好吃 is delicious. And 吗 is a question mark. It's a spoken question mark. So 好吃吗? And when you say, oh, 好吃, that means it's delicious. But if you think it's really, really delicious, it's so delicious, then you say 好好吃。
好好吃。
Yeah, you basically double up 好 to say 好好吃。
好好吃。
But you are such an honest person,If you don't think it's delicious, you say, nah, I don't like it. 不好吃。
不好吃。
Yeah, 不 is no. 不好 is not good. So not good eat, 不好吃。
不好吃。
Right, so 小吃好吃吗?
好吃。
Okay, so which 小吃 is 好吃呢?
Oh, I like the fried tofu.
Okay, you mean the 臭豆腐?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, I like that too.
I like all the fresh fruit.
Okay. Yeah. They have a lot of fruit plates. And have you tried the papaya milk juice?
Yes. I've tried that.
Yeah. Papaya milk juice. And then have you tried bubble tea?
I've tried bubble tea. It's how hurt.
Yep. Have you tried the frog egg?
No.
Okay, it's not real frog egg. It's actually just like bubble tea. They look like a frog egg.
Okay.
But no, it's all made out of plants. Yeah, so don't be frightened. You're not really chewing the frog eggs. They just call it frog eggs to shock you. Right. So you just mentioned about something 好喝. If you have the papaya milk, we say, do you like it? How's it taste? You say 好喝, that means it's delicious, but you are indicating it's something fluid based. 好喝.
好喝.
Yeah, 好喝. 喝 is to drink. So good drink, drink well, that means something is delicious. In English, we say the same. Oh, this juice is delicious. This green tea is delicious. And that stinky tofu is delicious. But in Chinese, if that's something you have to chew, we say 好吃. If that's something you just drink it, we say 好喝.
好喝.
Yeah. And then earlier we say 大吃, big eat. That means to gobble some food. But to describe that I'm eating and drinking like a pig, we say 大吃大喝.
大吃大喝.
Yeah. 大吃大喝, big eat, big drink. 大吃大喝.
大吃大喝.
Yeah. And then in Taiwan, there's another dessert. Have you tried Paobing?
Is that smashed ice?
Yeah, smashed ice. Exactly.
I've had that.
Yeah.
Like a slushy.
Slushy, yeah. But then in Taiwan or China, you have slushed ice, but on top of it, you get some red beans, some almond jelly, and you have a frog egg. Of course, it's made out of plants. And you mix up with a bunch of stuff. And you can do the DIY thing like in Starbucks. You mix up with a lot of things and it's really good.
I think it's more delicious that way.
Yeah, it is. Okay. So, Robbie, what is the most memorable 小吃 you had?
Well, once we went to a city called Lishui.
Lishui, okay.
And a gentleman gave me some snacks to try, some 小吃. And it was some bugs which had been cooked. And I looked at them and I thought, oh, man. I've got to be polite and eat some of these bugs. So I tried to ask, oh, do I have to take the shell off before I eat?
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, 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 you just eat. So I put it in my mouth. And then after a while of crunching on this really chewy bug, then my friend looked at me and said, no, no, you do have to take the shell off. So they just hadn't understood my question. So I'd been trying to crunch this bug, which was in this really hard shell. And in the end, I just had to give up.
Right. And so there was a deep fried?
Yeah, there were these deep fried bugs. I don't know what kind.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I had something like that when I was in Beijing. And that was one thing I tried. I would never forget about that. Was the cocoon.
Wow.
Yes. And I must say that was not my favorite.
Wow.
I tried something else like deep fried snakes.
Yeah.
That was like fried chicken, basically.
But maybe better than frog's eggs.
The frog eggs was delicious, and when you know what is it made out of, it's basically some seeds from different plants. So once you know it, it's not too scary. But the cocoon thing was, yeah, that took me a few days to get rid of the bad taste.
Oh, wow.
Right. Okay, but you don't know until you try.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, great. Thank you so much, Robbie, for sharing with us. Today we talk about street food, 小吃, to say the store providing 小吃, like a deli, we say 小吃店, to say delicious, 好吃. There are a couple of dishes we mentioned, stinky tofu, 臭豆腐, and then we also had 泡冰. I hope you enjoy this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Robbie.
谢谢.